Hello,
can you hear me?
Chris, yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, fine, sure.
Okay, I got some good news for you.
Go on.
I broke the ice.
Good, well done.
Prakash phoned me back.
Who?
I Prakash.
Oh, okay.
He phoned me because I left him a message, you know, this morning when I saw you. After speaking to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, he phoned me back. He was just traveling to go somewhere, and I put all the cards on the table. I told him, you know, what happened 2 years ago.
Well done.
Yes, I told him, and he said, you know what? He said, you know, thank you for the report. Better later than never. And he's gonna put the report, you know, on the management council in January.
Excellent.
So he's gonna be discussed. Now they're gonna toss me up, you know, these people. Now what do we have to do, Maha?
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing my best, you know, to prove you right, but you have to please, you know, don't say, you know, that I told you about this, yeah?
Okay.
Because you already knew anyway, right?
Well, I heard it from, you know. Oh.
Well, Maharishi already told you that where the cash came from. You already knew that.
Yeah, him and his dad told me long time ago.
All right. And also, you also told me sometime back that, you know, Rukmini, you know, in Tesco, he told you that there was, you know, some stuff going on, but he didn't really, you know, open up everything. You remember you told me?
Yeah, that was a while ago. But, you know, like we said, you know, his... you know, he's always scared of his losing his job. So
now, what's happening now? Prakash, he said, okay, that's a good thing. He said, okay, it's only you and he asked me if I assumed this thing or if you Rukmini told me. I said, no, it was Rukmini who brought it up to me before we had the VAT inspection. And then I said, anybody else knows? I said, yes, Shamasundra was witness. I called him in the room. And you know, me and Shamasundra, we brought it to the Gauri's attention.
Right. That's when he told you not to tell the GBC, right?
Well, Gauri told me, he said, you know, I'll take care of it. So he spoke to Prana, they put the money in the bank, they banked all the money, and then the next day he said to me,
but he couldn't have told Prakash because this is the first Prakash knows of it.
He said that there is no need to bring it up on the high level, which
okay.
means the GBC and the management.
Basically,
council.
Just keep it amongst ourselves then.
Well, but I told Prakash, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize if I didn't bring it up, you know, in the past.
Mm.
But he said, no, it's good you told me now.
That's good, because I just got a message from him via Jason. If I've got any problems, I should take him to the police.
Who's a message from who?
From Prakash via Jason. That's what she told me this morning.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt once again, you know. I mean, this man is just unreal. He's totally unreal.
Well, he said also that there is no legal requirement, you know, about the money, the having cash, to not bank the cash, you know, as long as he's spending, you know, for the charity. So that
well,
is not
I,
an
I,
issue. But I told him, well, it becomes an issue when we avoid VAT, isn't it? He said, yes, that's true. So,
yeah, and plus the amount that you're telling me about, it's not, you're not talking about the price of a Mars bar, right?
Yeah. Are you recording me, Maha?
No. Why? What's up?
I can hear some beeping, you know?
Probably my battery going, Vish.
Oh, is your battery? Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Anyway, this is my story. I repeat it, you know, to the management council again or even to the police or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, now I have to only be careful now because you see what's going to happen now because these people, you know, they're so coward. You know, Rukmini and Shamasundra. I'm just hoping they don't deny it or they start to say, oh, I don't remember or blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Because, you know, I he brought it up to me. I called Shamasundra. Shamasundra didn't know anything about it. He was shocked. He said, okay. And then they were arguing between the two of them who was going to tell Gauri. And I said, okay, I'll tell him. And then, you know, one of